Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
The Lord sent me to bring good tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives.
Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and he left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other tongues also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The mission of Jesus is to spread the gospel to wherever he goes. We are also invited to spread the gospel through our life, no matter in the family, in the place we work, or in the church, or in the outside world. No matter where we are, important is to live the Spirit of Christ. That means with humility, with service, with unconditional love for other people. That's all. Jesus expects us, moment by moment, we need His Spirit. Let us ask Jesus to give us His Spirit today, no matter what we are doing, no matter with whom we are with, just with the Spirit of loving, and of opening our heart to listen, to care for all the people we meet today.